Boker Tov, Yom Rabbi Shabbat Kodesh. Today is Yud Tet Be'av, which is the yahrzeit of Rabbanit Margalit Yosef Zecher Tzedika V'Kedusha Livracha. Maran Zichrona Livracha's Rebbetzin. So she was the driving force behind her husband. So
Tenish Matzah Tzurah Tzurah Chayim. Special man is
Vaday, yeah.
So Rabbi, how special is your wife?
She's a very special person. Vaday. Ezra, takshiv tov atah. So he says, yeah.
No, was she as strong as her husband?
Yeah. She was tough. She was the one who helped him out, who helped him become who he was. Anyway, so today I want to share with you just, it's on topic, but it's off topic, a little bit Shir Klali-ish in that, yesterday we spoke about the Gemara says that that you're not the Isur of Bal Tosif. Originally we thought, why did Rabbi Yehuda need it to be Mimin HaLulav? Why? Because of Hadar. The Gemara says, no, Ma Pitom. I think when I brought a Braita, it's because of Lulav Tzarif Eged, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Derech Agav, we said that if you're missing one of the Minim, you cannot substitute any of the Minim, right? If you didn't find a Oshkar, if you didn't find a Etrog, don't bring a Rimon, don't bring a bed, don't bring a Zeh. Yeah, don't use any of that stuff. Why? Because that's Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra, you can't do that. Ela, now the Rishonim that I brought to you today, I brought you a whole potpourri of Rishonim today, and I'll show you the Pesach Halachan Shulchan Aruch, about, is there such a thing of Bal Tosif, right? The Gemara speaks about Bal Tosif with regards to other Minim. What about in the Minim themselves? Is there Bal Tosif in the Minim themselves? And we see that from some Rishonim, apparently what's the answer?
Yes.
It could be. Depends which ones, depends how many. It's a big zach. So let's see. The Rishonim go different ways, and let's see what we say. Yeah? Says the Rambam. Now the Rambam is obviously the most interesting over here because there's changes of girsa'ot, changes of minds, different, you know, they asked his son, what did he mean? So says the Rambam, Kama notel mehem lulav echad v'etrog echad, u'shne bade arava, u'shloshe bade hadas, v'im ratza leosif bahadas, כדי שתהיה אגודה גדולה, מוסיף, ונוי מצווה הוא, אבל שאר המינים, אין מוסיפין על מניינם וגונעים מהם, והיא מוסיף או גרע, פסל. Or לא פסל. Well, originally, the first גרסה in the Rambam was, פסל. Okay? The Ravid on the spot jumps on that, and he says, מה פתאום? אמר אברהם, לא שמעתי מעולם פסלות בזה, ולא איסור תוספת וגרוע. ואפילו לרבי יהודה דאמר לולב צריך אגד, דאמר רבה, סוכה, מה הייתה עמד רבי יהודה, דאמר אין עומדים את הלולב אלא במינו, כסבה לולב צריך אגד, ויגיד במינה אחרינה, אבל מוסיף, מכלל דחיקתה לבסי ובעיקרה דדקלה, לכה מוסיף, אף על גב, דאי כתבי מלולב אחד, וכל שכן רבנן, דאמר אין צריך אגד, דאמרין ההי לחודי קאי והי לחודי קאי. The Ravid completely negates the fact that במינו there's ever a dean of Bal Tosif. He brings it out, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav צריך אגד, if you tied it with, you know, another part of the palm tree, which means you're being mosif min. Nevertheless, what does he say? Still kasher. Certainly, according to the Rabbanan that we paskin like, that lulav en tzarich eged, bevadai there's no inyan of bal tosif. So the Ravid right off the bat says there is absolutely no such thing as bal tosif b'mineh b'arba'at ha-minim shebalulav. Which means if you want to take 10 lulavim, you want to take 50 etrogim, you want to take 100 aravot, there's no bal tosif over there. That's the Ravid. But the Rambam, at least, what does he say? There is Bal Tosif by Lulav, by Etrog. Hadasim not. Why? Because he said by Hadasim, the more you add, the more beautiful it is. And no is Mutar. There's no Bal Tosif when it beautifies it. Aval, with regards to Arava, it seems like, right now, if you kind of don't look, ignore the brackets for a moment, it seems like, according to the Rambam, if you added more than two Aravot, Pasul. Yeah. Now the Rishonim are going to go wild on that. Okay, we're going to see that in a moment. But according to the Rambam, any other mean besides for Hadasim, if you added, you did Bal Tosif, and not only did you do Bal Tosif, what did the Rambam say? Pasal. You made it Pasul. Go ahead.
Wouldn't you think that Kli Noi Etrog would be the one that you would add on to?
Not if you're holding more than one.
I guess.
It looks weird when you're holding.
Think about it. It's the nice one.
That's the nicest one of the minim, but once, like if you're, that's true, but if you're holding it like weird and you have to like juggle it, it's strange.
Still
looks weird.
Oh, it's a shrug.
That's weird for us.
Okay,
if someone's using water rubber their whole life and you're like, take 10, obviously you think they're weird.
Let's say you have very, very big hands.
It still looks strange. No, no. When you try, let me explain. If you have a very nice fruit, if you're holding a very nice object, what's the way that you want to take in the beauty of the object? You hold one. What is the, what did hadasim do to the lulav? It makes it like a nice bush. You know what I'm saying?
You have one.
It's
not good. Like, huh? You have one. It doesn't look
it looks weird.
It's
peanuts. Now,
there's actually somebody upstairs who every year has 30 hadasim around his lulav.
Where are we going to see soon? Haku. That's Da'at Rambam. Derived it on the spot, Mamash negates it. The Rambam seems to be saying something. Now, in the Shuta Rambam, the Rambam explains, you might be thinking for a second, what's the difference between Hadassim and Aravot? The Rambam said Hadassim Zenoy, Aravot Pasu. Ech echol yot. So the Rambam himself, in Shuta Rambam, Ma'adurat Freiman, that's the one that I brought over here, he says like this. This is the Rambam talking in a shoot. Ve'omnam ha'arava, ani ro'esh en ra'ui leosif ba'al shne badim, kmo she'en ra'ui leosif alula v'echad v'etrog echad, v'zulatenu min ha'geonim atirim osafat ha'arava, kmo she'mutar leosif ba'adas. He says, I know there are some geonim that allow taking more aravot, just like they allow taking more hadasim. Ve'anachno, en divrem etzlenu chazak, ela osafat hadas metzanu katuv. The Rambam says, I only accept adding on hadasim because I found that somewhere. Where? Ve'lo be'oshana. וכל דבר שלא נמצא אותו כתוב בביאור לחכמים שהוא מותר, נשאיר אותו על גבולו, בלי תוספות ולא גרעון, מפני שאין הפרש אצלנו בין התוספת על הדבר המוגבל, או בין החיסרון ממנו, וכשלא נעשה אלא שני בדים, קיימנו מצווה מן המובחר. רוצה לומר שאין בחשש תוספת ולא גרעון, זוהי דעתנו, ומי שרוצה להלך אחריה ילך. The Rambam saying, I'm telling you my opinion. He said, they told him, oh, some גאונים say you can take many ערבות. He says, what did the Rambam say? He says, my opinion though, is that you can take many hadasim because I found that beferush in the Gemara, that you're allowed to be musif on hadasim. But aravot, where there's no Gemara meforeshet, what are we going to default to? Dina Talmud, which is what? Two. Not to add on more than two, and not to be musif. Rabotai, according to the Rambam, if you take one arava, what's the halacha? Also pasul. Why? Because of baltigra. Yeah, you took less than you were supposed to. So, this is the Rambam. Now, the Kesef Mishneh quotes, yeah, who's Kesef Mishneh Rabotai?
Maran,
yeah, Bet Yosef, that's the very first thing that he wrote when he was younger, was his commentary on the Rambam, Kesef Mishneh. So he says like this, V'imanatza leosif, the Kesef Mishneh brings down, says Maran, מדברי הרב המגיד נראה, שלא היה גורס בדברי רבנו והערבה. שכתב שנתן טעם רבנו בתשובה להתיר תוספת ההדס ולאסור תוספת הערבה, דכיוון דלה מצינו בגמרא יתר תוספת אלא בהדס, אין להוסיף במין אחר. Now, the Ramban, the Maran, just quotes this תשובה that we just saw in the Rambam, ואיני יודע איכן בגמרא יתיר תוספת הדס. He says, I don't know which Gemara that Rambam is referring to that it allows being מוסיף הדסים. אבל הרמב״ם כתב, הגיעו בספרי הרב, ואם רצה להוסיף בהדס ובערבה, ואינו כן בדעת הרב, שאין להוסיף על שני בדי ערבה, שכך כתב בתשובה. He says, don't change the Rambam into saying it. ואומנם, הערבה אני רואה שאין ראוי להוסיף על שני בדים, כמו שאין ראוי להוסיף על אולב אחד ואתרוג אחד, ומי שעשה כן עשה מצווה מן המובחר, אך בהדס מוסיפים מפני הושענה ולא מצווה הוא. Now, even though, one second, the Kesef Mishneh is explaining the Rambam that mitzvah min ha-mukhar is not more than two, and according to the first girsa that we saw in the Rambam, more than two aravot is pasul. Now, the Kesef Mishneh is kind of going to deviate for a second and say, why be'emet, maybe adding on aravot might be mutar. Ma ta omer? Eitan.
I thought he was saying that Rambam has another spot where he's saying there's some in aravot.
Well, we didn't get there yet. Now he's going to change. Miu, אם מוסיף בערבה, לא פסל. וטעמה דמילתה, והיא כתב שתי ערבות בהדיה, והוסיף עלינו גרע הפסול. אבל השתה דכתיב ערבה, דאין פחות משניים, ומשמעלה מיותר, אם מוסיף לא פסל, אבל לא עשה מצווה מן מובחר, עד כאן לשונו. It's possible from, this is the תשובה that you're talking about, there's a different תשובה that says, that possibly by ערבות, you're not פוסל more than two. Why? Because the Torah, does the Torah say a number of ערבות? Well, it kind of does. It says, ערבה נחל. Minimum of arve, minimum of plural is what?
Two.
So it can mean two, but it can also mean what?
Four.
It can also mean more than two. So maybe you didn't do mitzvah min ha-mufchar, which is two, but you didn't passel it. Now he says, אבל הרמב"ם כתב פרק לולב הגזור, דכל לנאותו לא גזרו. ולפי כך כתב הרמב"ם שמרצה להוסיף בהדס, ובערבה, The Ran quotes the Rambam as how? That both Hadassim and Aravot, it's mutar leosif. Kedei she'agudah gdola, mosif v'noi mitzvahu. Aval she'ar minim, en mosifin al mininam perush mishum deban uleka noi. So he says, ורבנו ירוחם כתב, תשובת הרמה הזל, זה לשונה. אם יוכל אדם להוסיף על שני בדי ערבה או לא, this is the רמה. רבנו מאיר הלוי, who is in the same time as the Rambam, he says, כבר נשאלתי מאיתכם פעם אחרת, והייתי מורה לאיסור כדברי הרמב״ם. רבנו מאיר הלוי אבו אלעפיה, מחכמי ספרד. Same time as the Rambam. הרמב״ם, הא?
רמה.
רמה. רש ממה, רמה הקדמון מותהה. רבנו מאיר הלוי אבו אלעפיה, מגנון, הא? Spanish. Spanish. No. So anyway, so he says, the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam and saying, more than two, Bade Arava, Pasul. He says, ואחר כך העיל לי אדם גדול מחכמי פרובנציה, שהוא עמד על תשובת הרמב״ם, שחזר בו בסוף ימיו מדבר זה. Somebody told me that he found another תשובת הרמב״ם, that at the end of his life, what did the Rambam do? Change his mind. He says, ואורה בדבר להכשיר, וכן הדעת נוטה להכשיר, מהי טעמה? ערבי נחל כתיב, ואף על גב דמיעות ערבי שניים, לכן משמע מינה דתפי משניים פסול, אלא דבטרי סגה, doesn't mean that more than two is פסול, it just means that two is enough. ואי יוסיף שפיר דמיד, ערבי נחל משמע ואפילו מאה, כדרשינם גבי עדים, טוב, he brings basically what the Ravid said. Now if you skip to the second paragraph of this Kesef Mishneh, now look what he says. ואני יוסף המחבר, who's Yosef HaMchaber?
Maran.
Huh? Maran. Right, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo.
Is he a Kesef Mishneh?
But he's the Mechaber here.
He's the Mechaber of Kesef Mishneh.
He's the Mechaber.
He's the author of the Kesef Mishneh.
Whiter.
ואני יוסף המחבר, באו לידי תשובת הרב רבנו אברהם בנו של רבנו. וכתוב בהם ששאלו, היי דעשו לרבות בערבה שבלולב. ואמר, אם הוסיף על שתי ערבות, הרי זה פסול. ומה ישנה מן העדה שאם הוסיף כשר? Which means, they even asked רבנו אברהם, רבנו אברהם, the son, he was the only son of the Rambam, and he was ממשיך דרכו. Which means he was the final authority on everything Rambam was whom? His son. And he asked him, they asked him, Rebbe, why would your father say it's pasul? What's the difference? Hadassim ve'aravot. What did he answer them? He says, ve'eshiv, takenu asfarim shelachem. He says, fix your books. Which means what? He told them, huh? Well, it's not a lie, but what? Oh, it's allowed, yeah. Yeah. That's why in the Rambam that we saw before, you see, the lo pasal, you have it in brackets. Why? That was based on the addition of Rabbeinu Abraham. He says, תקנו הספרים שלכם שכבר חזר בו, ותיקן הספר שלו בידו כך, ואם הוסיף או גרה, לא פסל. ושמענו מפיו ראיה חזקה להסברה. והראש כתב, וזה לשון הרמב״ם, כתב, אם רצה להוסיף בהדס כדי שתהיה אגודה מוסיף ומינוי מצווהו, אבל שאר מינין אין מוסיפין על מניינם, ואם הוסיף או גרע פסול, ואיפך מסתברה. The Rosh says exactly the opposite, בהדס כתיב ענף עצבות, ובערבות כתיב ערבי, ומיעוט ערבי שתיים, אבל מה שהוסיף בכלל ערבי הוא, וחכמי פרובנציה הקשו עליו וחזר בו, והכשיר הכל. Which means even the Rosh quotes the Rambam as having changed his mind. So therefore, the Rosh, the Rama and other poskim are saying, they're all saying that be'emet, la'alakha, what does the Rambam hold, lema'aseh, abeh hadassim ba'aravot, im hosif,
utar,
kashir. Nevertheless, even the Rambam says, mitzvah min ha'mufchar, lo lo'osif. Now, whoa, 1 second. Hold on, wait, don't attack. Tishme'o tov, tishme'o. What does the Rambam hold about hosafat, lulav, ve'etrog? What does the Rambam hold over there?
Can't.
Huh?
He never said it's okay,
that's
for sure.
That's, well, no. 1 second.
There's no room for interpretation. It doesn't say any plural.
What was the svara of these Rishonim? They were saying, hey, doesn't the Torah say, anaf etz avot, plural, arve nachal, plural? What does the Torah say about?
Hadar.
About hadar, one.
Pri etz hadar, kapot, which is spelled kapat emarim over there, it's mashma. That the Rambam, by lulav ve'etrog, is still posel. More than one etrog. At a time. By the way, there's many, many Rabbanim who take multiple etrogim.
He says,
another.
Lulav echad ve'etrog echad. I don't really any different.
Yeah. 1 second.
Oh, well, can you add more?
The question is, can you add more? You know many many gdolim, they take to be yotzei all the shitot of etrog. They take many etrogim, but even when they take, when they use many etrogim, what do they do?
One at a time.
One at a time. They switch off. Maran Zichron Berachah took many etrogim, a Temani and a Moroccan and a Chazanish and a, took many different etrogim, but not all at once. One at a time. You switch off. Yeah,
then,
you take one.
You make
the bracha. He would make the bracha on etrog Temani.
Oh,
okay.
What do we have?
There's different kinds of etrogim on the market, but there's some that are more miyuchas than others. To be yotze, all the shitot, all the different species of etrogim, you know, they also look very different. Different etrogim look very different from one another. Etrog temani, Moroccan etrog, chazonish, they look very, very different from one another. So you want to take a bunch of them. Yeah? What do you think?
What
stone
we have over here?
I don't know.
A question that also how do in Torah is it read kapat?
Kapot. It's written kapat, but it's pronounced kapot.
So therefore, we have proof we see on ham with olive imagines, or I don't know exactly.
Ham
with bet. Imagines that basically
sukkat.
Emen mikra and mamasoret. Therefore, two should be allowed. So why is it allowed by two
olives? Takshiv. Let's see the Rashba. Can you read the Rashba?
Yeah.
Now let's see the Rashba.
That's a good question.
But die.
Oh my God.
Huh?
Do we have any more of these sheets? I don't know.
Maybe on the
bima.
On the makeshift bima. One second. Let's see the Rashba. Rabotai. Yeah. Ezra. Rabotai. Yes, he says like this. Yeah. So he says, you know, what's the difference between Persians and Syrians? Syrians, when they say Shabbat Shalom. Right? Shabbat. Persians do the opposite. Shabbat. Right?
Shabbat.
Shabbat. And Syrians are Shabbat. And that's the difference. Anyway. Now. Huh? Start 11:15 today, a little bit earlier.
Yeah, because it was like FB Persian, they do it hardcore. Shabbat Shalom.
Everybody's a Baba Jum. Let's go.
Whiter.
What does that mean?
Next year in Yeshiva, so I can go to Sephardim again.
You need a teuda?
Why not?
No, but you to daven your own nusach, you need a letter? Ooh. They don't let you?
No.
For when?
That's disgusting.
For the whole year.
Anyway, that's a different story. So he says like this. Shuta Rashba. The Rashba was asked this question also about overdoing the Arabot. So he says, Sha'al ta'od. How many strands are there in the tzitzit? Eight times four is 32. There are 5 knots. Even though the numbers for tzitziot and for adasim, all these things we derive it from psukim in the Torah, says the Rashba, look what he says, tshuva. בזה ראיתי להשיב לך על אחרון ראשון אמרת שאלו ואלו עיקרן מדברי תורה וחמדומה שבזה עברת עיניך שמניין הקשרים אינם דברי תורה. What do you think the number of the knots in the tzitziot are not from the Torah? ואפילו בקשר העליון לא אמרו שיהיה דבר תורה אלא מפני שדרשו משום דכתיב לא תלבש העטנז גדילים תעשה לך השאר קשרים אינם דאורייתא וכן מה שהבאת ראייה שאינו פסול והבאת ראייה מהדס שמוסיפים עליו אין זה כלום. Listen carefully. You said, what, that the minyan of Adasim more is pasul? Devadai be'arba'a minim shebalulav amru bagmara shiyesh bahem mishum bal tosif. Ben meminan, ben shelo beminan. The Rashba clearly says from the Gemara that bal tosif applies to arba'at aminim, whether with different minim or among themselves as well. ואפילו למנדה אמר לולב אין צריך אגד, which is the Rabbanan, והיא מוסיף שני אתרוגים, שני לולבין, יש בו משום בל תוסיף, which means according to, what do we say? What did the Rashba just say, like I told you in the Rambam? Two לולבים, two אתרוגים, בל תוסיף, and it's פוסל. ואל תטעה, באותה שאמרו בסנדרין, אינו נעשה זקן ממריאת שיורה בדבר שעיקרו מן התורה פירשו, מדברי סופים יש בו להוסיף, אם יוסיף גרע, ולהשכחן על תפילין ואל בדרי ביהודה, טוב, דצק מלן סנדרין, דאילו בלולב, למען דאמן צריך אגד, גרוע ועומדו, ולמן... It's a long sugya, without getting into, I'm trying to get to the point over here. דאמר, אין צריך אגד, היי באמפי נפשי הקאי, והי באמפי נפשי הקאי, דמשמע לך, לך אורה, דאין בו משום בל תוסיף. לטה, says the Rashba. דמישום בל תוסיף ודאי איקה כדי תאתם בגמרה בסוכה. Like we see in our גמרה in סוכה, that there is בל תוסיף even in the mean. ואי בסנדרין לא אמרו, אלא אם נטלו, אם יצא בו, אם לאו. דלמן דאמר, צריך אגד גרוע ועומד הוא, ולמן דאמר, אין צריך אגד, אינו גרוע ואין זה מקום עריכות. The Rashba says over here, yeah, according to the Rabbanan, who say lulav in tzarech eged, if you took more of the same mean, he did bal tosif, but you're still yotze the mitzvah. Okay, the Rashba makes another shbal. You did the isur of bal tosif, isur Torah, but you're still yotze the mitzvah, because at the end of the day, you took the meaning. Now, this is what he says. Ela shebehadas, en bo mishum bal tosif mipeneshu lenoi, v'chol lenaoto mutar. וכדאי צריך רבי יהודה למאמר באנשי ירושלים עוקדין לולבן בדימוניות של זהב ומכל מקום למה שאמרת אם נוסיף בחוטין הוא פסול אם נוסיף ודאי פסול. Now that's it, he's going back to tzitzit. Now what's the only thing the Rashba says in this tshuva, the only thing that makes noy to the lulav? Hadassim. He doesn't mention aravot at all. Now in this tshuva he doesn't mention the Rambam. In the next tshuva, so here I wanted to bring to you that he says adding on to hadassim is kasher and it's noy. In the next tshuva, in Tavkuf Lamed Hey, the Rashba actually quotes the Ramban, and look what he says about Aravot. Look at the Rashba. V'nir'ali, de'la kasher. He says, d'may d'kamrin ha'af al-ulav, eno ketfilin leman d'amar, eno tzarich eged, haynu de'la amrinan be'im osif gara'al, omar she'enu yotzei de mitzvah. Like we said in the previous tshuva, what did the Rashba say? You're still over the isur of bal tosif, but are you yotzei de mitzvah?
Yes.
Yotzei de mitzvah. Unlike we wanted to say, bedavka in the Rambam. Now he says, "Ela kevan dehay lechudekai vaylechudekai mitzvah de'avad avad she'en alulav nigra mechamata tosefet." Ma she'en ken according to Rabbi Yehuda, leman de'amar tzarich eged de'gara ba'omedu ve'en kan lulav shel mitzvah. Aval mikol makom ben she'osif bo b'mino ben osif bo she'eno mino ika mishum bal tosif v'ayinu ha'id sukkah v'ayinu ha'id eruvin perek ha'motzei tefilin umiu en mishum bal tosif. אלא כלשהו דרך גדילתו. וכן, שבא שלא לנעתו. אבל, בא לנעות, if you're coming to beautify the lulav, למען דאמר אין צריך אגד, מוסיף והולך. דכל לנעותו, אין בו לא משום חציצה, ולא משום בנתוסים, למען דאמר אין צריך אגד. According to the Rabbanan, anything that's there to beautify the lulav, what's the הלכה? There's no issue of בלתוסיף. ואף למען דאמר, צריך אגד, כל שהגדול למטה במינו, as long as you tied it on the bottom, במינו, דלמעלה מן האגד לרבי יהודה כבתוך האגד לרבנן, ואנו אנשי ירושלים שהיו עובדים את מלווה מדימינו את של זהב, וכמה רבי יהודה, במינו היו עובדים אותו מלמטה. Yeah? The Gemara says that אנשי ירושלים used to tie the lulav with gold, golden like bells, or adornment. The Gemara says, hey, wait a second, according to רבי יהודה, that lulav צריך אגד, how could they do that? It's בל תוסיף. Yeah? You have to tie it במינו. The Gemara answers, במינו היו עובדים אותו מלמטה. They would tie the bundle of the lulav aravot on the bottom with lulav leaves, and they used to put the golden bells where? On the top. Which means what? That once you did that, you're yotze. Why? Because at the end of the day, the Rashi was proving from this Gemara that anything that's lina'oto, anything that is there to make it beautiful, does not cause bal tosif. Wait, let's just see the end of the Rashi. What's the problem?
If you want to go with that logic,
yeah.
Why can't you say the same? I know we said the answer with why you can't add to a lulav or an etrog.
Yeah.
It's because we said it's bal tosif, and the other one is there's room for interpretation because we give the word plural, right?
Yeah.
Why can't you just add another lulav or an etrog? I think it'll be more cool if you put like a double lulav. It's more beautiful. Double etrog.
It's weird.
Etrog on both sides. That's cooler. It's more hadar.
First of all, the Gemara learns that you don't tie the etrog to the lulav. Right, that the Gemara learns out. How come we don't talk? We learn it from Sukkim.
It's more cool, no? You don't think so?
Cool is what the Torah considers cool, right? No kacha? Mata shoyim.
Why don't you do it with the pasuk that says, I believe it?
What do you mean?
That's
he says you could put it and it doesn't cause bal tosif. Bal tosif is when it's not there for noy, it's just standalone. But anything, the point is when you do noy, it's batil to that bottom, and it's part of it. Just like when you put decorations on the schach, yeah? Plastic decoration, makes it beautiful. Can you sit under it when it's within four tefachim? Yeah. Is it gidule karka? Is it kosher for schach? No, but it becomes what? It becomes one with the schach. Same idea over here.
So why does the golden rings not work?
Huh?
Does it? If you put a golden ring around it, it doesn't work.
Who says not? Only according to the Biyuda, you have to be Ovid Milmata. But according to the Rabbanan, that Nulav and Tzarich Eged, it's fine. Yeah? Be'emet, it's fine. Wow. If you want to take, according to the Rabbanan, La Halacha, if you want to tie your Nulav, Moroccans do it until today. They take all sorts of ribbons and, you know, colorful, nice things, and they tie it like that. According to the Rabbanan, it's not a chatzitza, and it's also not a problem of Bal Tosif, because it's there for Noi. The Rashba says Meforash. Now he says, He ends off and he says, ולפיכך אני אומר שהרמב״ם זר כיוון יפה במה שאמר שיש משום בל תוסיף בלולה ואתרוג ובערבה כמה. ובהדס אין בו משום בל תוסיף. Boom. How did the Rashba understand the Rambam? Like he used to say. Why? Because all these things are not lenoi. The Rashba's understanding of the Rambam even later is that the Rambam was not chozer bo. Maybe the Rashba didn't hear that he changed his mind. But he says, oh, I understand why in all that, the mulav, etrog, arava, you're not allowed to be mosif. Yeah? Nevertheless, by the way, according to the Rashba himself, what did I tell you before? If you were mosif, lulav, etrog, or arava, did you do bal tosif? Yes. Are you yotzei the mitzvah?
Yes.
Also yes. Rambam, debatable. Debatable. I told you.
What is one thing I have to do with the other?
No, because just like according to the Yudah, if you're mosif, you're megare'a the mitzvah. You're megare'a the mitzvah. Yeah? וכן הגאונים זר שיש מי שאומר שמוסיפים הדס כמניין הדס. The Rashba quotes some geonim that say that you add, you put hadas keminyan hadas. What's the gematria of hadas? 69. 69 hadasim. Yeah? So he says, some say, like the gematria of lulav, which is what? 68. It says, אבל בתוספת הדס איקה משום זה ליבן בהו. The Rashba understood adding lulav, adding etrog, adding aravot just makes it look weird. Adding hadasim makes it look fancy.
69
hadasim
ג'רולה. You have the Ashkenaz? Huh? It's 18 eggs.
חכמים.
It's 18 eggs.
כך שמעתי מהרב שלי.
Yeah? טוב. Now, the Meiri brings down, so far how many shitot do we have? We have bal tosif bada arba'at aminim, posel, not posel, hadas, arava. Now let's see the Meiri, and then the Ritva, they say a little bit different. The Meiri on our sugya says like this.
Yeah, that's Bet HaBechira, Meiri, and Magen Avot.
Magen Avot. Bet HaBechira is a chidushim ala shas. Magen Avot is a sefer shel minhagim.
Oh, that's
defending really minhagim. It's a different sefer. Oh. There's other sefarim also.
Bet HaBechira is
it's halachot.
Meiri is chidushim.
Meiri is chidushim, chidushi halachot on the sugiyot.
Yeah.
Says the Meiri. Ela shebehadas katvu sheim ratza leosif mosif mipnei shetosavto ktuba batalmud. Who's he quoting now? Who says it's written in the Talmud? Rambam. והוא העניין הוא שענה. וכן כתבוה לחכמי דורם ששאלו לו על דבר זה, ואף הם כתבו בנוסח תשובתם, וזולתנו מן הגאונים התירו בתוספת הערבה, ולא נתחזק אצלנו טעמם. The Rambam says he didn't agree with that reason. לפי שהדס מצאנו בתלמוד בעניין הוא שענה, אבל לא בערבה. וכל מה שלא נמצא היתרו מבואר בתלמוד, נשאירו על המניין הכתוב בו. ומכל מקום, רוב המפרשים משווים בזה ערבה עם ההדס. The Meiri says, most poskim disagree with the Rambam. You know who else disagreed with the Rambam? The Rambam. Yeah. What does it mean when a person changes his mind? He's disagreeing with this verse. No, not a stira. Chachmei Yisrael change their mind all the time. That's part of the Torah. Well, just because you make a psak, just because you make an opinion, you know how many times Maran Zichrono Berachah and his Sefarim change his mind? It's okay. That's part of the Torah. You're not allowed to change your mind? Of course you're allowed to change your mind. Yeah? If you relearn the sugya and you have a different way or a different understanding, of course you're allowed to change your mind. It's vaday. Yeah? Or, what do you think, sometimes Chachmei Yisrael are not proven wrong? If you're real Chacham, Tamid Chacham, when he's proven wrong, what does he do? מודה על האמת. Yeah?
משה בינו.
מודה על האמת, זהו. לעולם יאדם ירשמיים בסתר כבגלוי, ומודה על האמת. ודובר אמת בלבבו. Person disproves you, וזה האמת, right? What does Gaiva tell you? Even if you're wrong, what?
I'm right.
Defend yourself. Yeah? Fight back. Hello. That's not Torah. Torah is האמת. If you're disproven, קבל. קבל את האמת. Even if the person is younger than you, lower than you במדרגה וזה, קבל את האמת ממי שאמרה. It doesn't matter who's saying it. If what he's saying is אמת, תקבל. Yeah? קבול. גבול בשם. Yeah? So he says. Yeah? Right, that's what you say after a fast?
I thought yeah, gabul was like gobble, no?
Like gobble, like eat?
Yeah.
No. No, I think it means tekubal beratzon, something like that. Yeah. Anyway. Lo, kaha? Yeah. Top? Top. He says like this. Yeah. Vaiter. So he says, V'yira'el yatam, she'en ze'ela lena'oto. The Meiri says that adding aravot is also beautifying it. וכל שלנאותו בטל, בטל הנוי עם העיקר, אבל לולה ואתרוג אין שום נוי בתוספתם. Which means the Meiri adds that even ערבות is decorative, but adding לולבים or אתרוגים, not decorative. Weird. Okay? Yeah, look what he says. ושאין לבטלו אצל העיקר, שהרי אף הוא עומד בעצמו, ואינו בטל עמו כהדס וערבה. You see what the Meiri says? You know who determines what's weird and what's noy? Hadas va'arava mix into the... What's the lulav is tall. Stands alone. Nachon? Etrog. Fed, juicy, nice, right? It stands alone. Hadasim va'aravot are only what? Attached, connected to what? To the tall lulav. If you add more hadasim va'aravot, they're always going to be batin to what? To the lulav. You add another lulav, it's not going to be batin to the lulav. What's it going to be?
Stand-alone.
A standalone. You add another etrog, it's not going to add on. What's it going to be?
Standalone.
Standalone. That's the svara.
Not only that, lulav and etrog is one thing, but a lot of things.
Anyways, you have
two. No, let's say you tie two lulavim together.
My point is, I'm giving the point. A lulav and etrog are one thing, so you're only focused on that thing.
Okay.
And it has so many leaves.
Yeah, nachon. Well, I mean, the lulav also has a bunch of leaves.
No, but
they're stuck
already
together.
There's already two or three. So
yeah, shamati. Yeah, but the point the Meiri is making is that the lulav and etrog are significant in and of themselves, whereas hadasim va'aravot are only. Yeah, it's one of the minim, but the Torah says to bundle it together with the lulav. Matam, man.
So if you added hadasim psulim, would they be batel to the ones?
Machlok taposkim. Yeah, we're going to see. The Mishabura brings it in. Yefeh me'od. The Ritva brings it, and the Mishabura and Bir Halacha bring it down Halacha. We're going to see. Yefeh. Ezra, Azobot. So he says like this, yeah? So he says like this. Umikon makom, lo na'agu ba'arava, ela bishlosha badim, o arba'a. Even when adding on to aravot, the Meiri says, how much do people usually add on? Only three or four. Aval hadas, yesh mosifin ad shiv'im, v'yesh ad shishim, Ushmona by hadasim. Some people add 70. Some people 68. We're going to see. Kemenyan lulav v'yesh ad 69 kemenyan hadas uvehalachot gedolot osrim leosif aguda ba'adas shote. See what he says? Halachot gedolot geonim. Some say even when you're adding hadasim va'aravot, you have to make sure that they are ksherim. Hadas shote is the same plant, but what? It's pasul. Halachot gedolot says you have to be careful not to add pasul. Yeah. So you have to check all of the. It's not, you know, you just rip open bags and like stuff it. What do you have to do? You have to check it. Yes, he says. Umimah she'amru hadash shote lesukah alma lelulav davka avot. The fact that the Gemara says that where do you put hadash shote for schach? Mashma that you can't put it on the lulav at all. Ela she'en zera ayah ledati. The Ritva disagrees with Baal Halachot. The Meiri disagrees with Baal Halachot Gedolot. He says I don't think it's a ra'ayah. Shelo ne'emar kasher lulav ela mashu tzorech lulav. When do we say you need hadasim ksherim for the lulav? The three obligatory ones. But maybe after the three obligatory hadasim, what can you add on? Whatever you want. Halemashu noy lulav af hashoteh kasher bo. V'chein na'agu rov geonim u'mosifim tam ledivrei. Most geonim disagree with Baal Halachot Gedolot, and they say when you add hadasim as many as you want, you can even add hadasim psulim. You want to add aravot? You can add aravot psulot.
Sounds just two more ones.
Yes. He says, "Mekum tam ledivrehem sharei." Next page. Sharei mikol makom en mikol makom min hadasu umashu umashu mino eno kanu itosefet. Sharei af ledata omer. So he goes on. I'm just going to paraphrase the rest because then he goes off into other sugiyot that he says. As long as you, it's also mean when you have a hadas pasul, hadas shote, which is not 3x3. Is that a different mean?
No.
How do we know it's not a different mean?
Hadas.
Grow on the same plant. Right, it grew on the same plant as the kasher, just it doesn't have the kashrut. Arava psula, whose leaves fell off. Yeah, let's say it's arava psula. Is it a different plant?
No.
It's the same plant, just what? It's pasul. So that's what the Meiri says. So the Meiri, he went one step under the Rambam and the Rashba. What did he say? As many adasim as you want, as many aravot as you want, machloket haposkim, if they all have to be kasher or not, the Meiri is more noted to say what? They don't have to be. What about lulav ve'etrog though, says the Meiri? That everybody agrees?
Oh, he says...
Cannot be mosif. He says you cannot be mosif. Watch the Ritva. Okay? He holds this bal tosif by those. Let's see what the Ritva says. says the Ritva, V'atanya, arba'at aminim shebelulav, k'shem she'en pochatin mehen, kach...
Rashba,
I said Ritva, no?
Ritva.
Ritva, yeah? So he says, k'shem she'en pochatin mehen, kach en mosifin alein. Yesh mefarshim, en mosifin alein, ve'afilu miminam. Some say he can't be mosif, even from the mineh, arba'at aminim. Says the Ritva, no such thing like the Ravid, v'haleta. דאפילו לרבי יהודה דאמר לולב צריך אגד ולאמרין אנהי לחודי קאי ואי לחודי קאי וכל שכן לרבנן דסב ללולב אין צריך אגד ואי לחודי קאי דלקה משום בל תוסיף והטעם שלא נתנה תורה באחד מארבעת המינים שיעור למעלה אלא למטה שלא יפחות מלולב אחד ומשתי ערבות ומגימל הדסים למען דבעי שלושה ואתרוג אחד ובהחסג אלה ואם רצה להוסיף מוסיף The Ritva says He argues on all the ראשונים that we saw until now The Ritva holds That bal tosif by lulav is only like what the Gemara says by other minim. But if you want to be mosif in the minim of the lulav itself, you want to take two lulavim, four etrogim, 50 adasim, 70 aravot, says the Ritva, you're yotze, not only are yotze, there's not even bal tosif. And he says, aye, but doesn't the Torah give numbers? One lulav, one etrog, three adasim, two aravot? That's only minimum. There, according to the Ritva, there is no such thing as a shear of a maximum by the arba'at minim atzmam. Kach shitat Ritva. Now, why he says, look at the Torah. The Torah never gives a maximum on any of the minim. Yeah, so therefore, don't tell me that, what about bal tosif? He says, bal tosif by other minim. You want to bring in other minim, rimon, parish, all these things, beseder, bal tosif. But in the minim itself, there's no bal tosif. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that it will look weird and like that nice. You have six lulavim and eight.
You know what's the Ritva going to tell you? Who interprets what's weird?
He's able to say it himself. He's able to say it.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to be all day. Like,
okay. No, that's what he said.
There's not a video of a guy with a giant love.
Like, whatever's Bal Tosif is weird. If he holds that this is not in the category of Bal Tosif, it's not weird. So now it's only weird. Listen, you know, somebody said before, yeah, Yonatan said before, that why does it look weird whenever you're used to something and you see something different than what you used to immediately what does your mind do
it's weird
but weird is also relative you know that you go to a you know if you go to a by the way Chabad is very makpid to add hadasim because that's what the Rebbe did so if you walk into Chabad with only three hadasim what are they going to say about you
you're weird.
You know what I'm saying? So everything is relative. Now he says like this.
So people like to be here just so you can stand out.
Okay, that's a different thing. Now look what he says. Says the Ritva.
Liberals.
די עכשיו. והטעם שלו נתנה תורה באחד מארבעה מינים שיהיו למעלה אלא למטה שלו יפחות מנולב אחד משתי ערבות ומגימה לדסים למנדבעי שלושה. And he says, ואתרוג אחד. ובהח הסגילה, ואם רצה להוסיף מוסיף, ואדר מן לקמן, גבי אתרוג, ואם הפלפלין, ופרקינן משום דלה אפשר, החל העביד לנקוט חדה, למנקן המילתה, לנקוט ראיות לת, פרי אחד אמר רחמנה ולא שניים ושלוש פירות, הכי פירושה דרחמנה, אמר את זה בפרי אחד סג ויוצא את החובתו, ולבעינן שניים ושלושה, ואילו בפלפלין, אני יוצא לבשניים ושלוש. He brings a massive rice, says, what are you going to ask on me? The Gemara says, the Torah says, Pri Eitz Hadar. And the Gemara says, Hadar de'ilano mishana leshana. It stays on the tree from one year to another. The Gemara says, you know what? There's a kind of thing that stays like that. Peppers. Peppers stay on the tree from one year to another. So maybe Pri and are peppers pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice.
You can go into the store, red pepper. Could be nice. Yeah, it even has a pitta. I mean, you know, it's a...
Exactly.
The Gemara says, maybe it's a pepper. Says the Gemara, no. Why? Over there, I wasn't talking about bell peppers. It was talking about more the spicy ones, small ones. The Gemara says it can't be. Why? Because if you take one, it's not going to be nikah. Nobody's going to know what you're holding. You're going to take two or three? The Torah says one. What is it says the Ritva? Oh! The Gemara interprets the Torah as saying that you can only take one. Says the Ritva, no! That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that etrog, you should take one minimum. But one minimum is not going to help you buy peppers because it's not going to be recognizable. It says, don't make a mistake and interpret the Gemara against me because I'm interpreting the Gemara says that Ritva, that over there when the Gemara says one etrog, one fruit, it's one minimum according to Shita.
He says yes to peppercorn. I don't know. What did you just say? Mention that again.
Not peppercorn. No, like the little peppers. The Gemara had a havamina that perhaps Pri Eitz Hadar should be like a jalapeno. Says the Gemara can't be. Why? Because when you take aleph, especially when you're holding with the lulav, people are like, what are you doing? Yeah? You have to take something. What's the minimum shiur of an etrog? Halacha? Kerev Yehuda. Kabitza. Has to be a kabitza.
The pasuk says pre.
Yeah.
Pepper, is it a fruit?
It's pre-adama.
Vegetable.
Maybe it lasts years.
In Lashon HaKodesh, Peri HaAdama is also Peri. Yeah. Now, says, yeah, so now he continues, V'yesh ra'ayah nidvarenu, mida'amah lo'ushmu l'anu demizabnu asa, ashvu v'zvinu, v'ila darish n'elukhu kereb bitarfon. Demachshar begim al p'tkum. Okay, you know what, we're going to skip this. This is another thing. Now, skip to the next paragraph of the Ritba. Nimtzet alamed. This is the Ritba concluding his discussion. Shemosifin bechol min v'min kimo shirtzu. The Ritva says la'alacha, what can you do? You can add on to any minim you want, as much as you want. Yeah, v'chin nahagu ha'olam ba'adas v'arava. Even the Ritva says minhag ha'olam is not to take more than one lula v'etrog. But by hadas v'arava, says the Ritva, knock yourself out. He says, לפי שהוא נוי, ולא נהגו להוסיף בלולה ואתרוג, לפי שאינו דרך נוי. Even the Ritva says, taking, if you want to, you can. But adding more than one lulav or one etrog is what? Even the Ritva says, it's weird. So he says, ונהגו במקצת מקומות להוסיף בהדס כדי לנאותו, מאותו הדס שוטה, דלה קיים את תלתה בחד קינה. וכן רבותיי עושים מעשה. You remember? Not like the הלכות גדולות. Some add hadasim psulim. The Ritba says his Rebbeim, Rabbeinu Aharon HaLevi, and the Ramban would do ma'aseh, they would add hadasim psulim to their lulavim. Not like ba'al alachot gedolot. That's how the Ritba holds the ma'aseh. Velivim mefakpek badavan. Right, the Ritba says what? I'm a little nervous about that. He says, dekevan de pasul, kemin acher dame. The Ritba says, since it's hadasim psulim, perhaps it's like a different mean and it would be bal tosif. So the Ritba says, I'm not so sure. But the Rebbeim of the Ritba, the Ra'a and the Ramban, what did they do? They did it. V'chiyechi degazur abanan shelo loosif min acher, dil ma'ati limisrach, hachenami yitele migzar beha, degzera deshchichai, shirov b'nei adam, en medaktikim b'nei avod la'ada shote. Some people might say, yeah, just like the Chachamim said, don't use another mean because you might come to use something else. He says the same thing over here. If we allow you to add hadash shote to your lulav, you might use only hadash shote and not kosher hadasim bichlal. And then what's going to happen? Then you're bevadai, not yotzei at all. So the Ritba ends off by saying, I'm not so comfortable with allowing you to add. You can add whatever you want, just make sure, maskana says the Ritba,
don't
add pasul ones. That's what the Ritba says. No.
Says he could, it's just better not.
Even though his Rebbeim did.
He said it's better not to.
Yeah, because he was... Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to... Yeah, I didn't get a chance to print it. But I'll read to you the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead. He says it's dome to a different meaning.
How is it possible to say? It grew from the same exact case.
But it grew in a different way. It's not just pasul because the leaves fell off. You have what I'm saying? It has, you know how, what's hadash shoteh? Hadas as it's supposed to be? Three, 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 three on, right? Hadas meshulash. Sometimes hadash shoteh, what happens, sometimes goes 2-1, 2-1, 1-2, 1. That's called hadash shoteh. So because it grew differently, some posts can consider it a different mean.
More kasher, right?
No. Pasul. Pasul, hadash shoteh, pasul. Yeah? Now I want to read to you the Shulchan Aruch. Listen very carefully, Rabotai. This is in Siman. I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, don't worry, just listen. Aboisai, takshivu tov. Taf resh nun alef, saif tetvav. Says Maran, lo yitol yoter milulav echad veetrog echad. Aval, ba'arava v'hadas, mosif ba kol ma shiirtze. So first of all, what do you see from Shulchan Aruch? This is a quote from the Rambam, which means he quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam and Maran holds that taking more than one lulav and one etrog is actually what? Bal tosif. Which means what? The Maran brings down la halacha. If you want to take more hadasim, it's fine, and even more aravot, also fine. Like the Rambam was chozer bo.
As many as you want.
Now says the. Says Maran, v'yesh mi sheposel le'aniach hadas shoteh balulav. Some say that when you're adding extra, you can't add hadas shoteh, you can only add kosher hadasim. Da'u shitat mi? Ba'al halachot gedolot. נוסף על שלושה בדים אבות, ויש מתירים. When Maran says yesh ve-yesh, what does he hold like?
Second
yesh, which means Maran holds la-alakha ul-ma'aseh. If you want to add on hadasim psulim or aravot psulot to your lulav, what's the alakha? Mutar, lida'at Maran. But he ends off and he says, listen to this. Says Maran, ve-amedakdekim enan mosifin al shte aravot u-shlosha hadasin avot. Medakdekim, which means those who are meticulous with the mitzvot, add, what do they put on their lulav? Only three hadasim meshulashim, three kosher hadasim, two kosher aravot, zil. No more.
So what's the best?
Why? Because since the Bet Yosef brings down some poskim that consider adding on to the hadasim va'aravot to be bal tosif, even though we don't hold like that la'alakha, says Maran, the best is to avoid all machlokot and to do what? How do you tie your lulav? Three and two, vizil, lo yotir. By the way, the mekubalim.
Why? Who said that?
Shulchan Aruch.
Where did he get it from? Like the least weird.
The least weird is mitzvah min hamufchar. The basic, the minimum chiyuv, because what?
That's what you told me.
That what?
Because I asked the ritva, how is that weird? And then
when
we said, "Oh, he said what's weird," so where did
we
get that?
No, he's saying the Rishonim can determine what's weird and what's not. The Shulchan Aruch, his job is to navigate among the Rishonim. Since even if you add the Kashrut, there are certain Rishonim who say that there is psul of Baltosif. Maran says that the most lechatechila, the most medakdek is what? To avoid all machlokot. How do you avoid all machlokot? By sticking to Ikar Adin, which is the minimum. Yeah, which is three hadasim, two aravot, vizil. Which means, if he's lidat, and by the way, the mekubalim do this also, the Kaf Chaim brings down that all the gedolei mekubalim, Ari HaKadosh, and all the Rashash and others, the mekubalim did not add hadasim va'aravot. All the gedolei mekubalim did kedat maran on this thing, in order to avoid this machloket, like he says in Bet Yosef, three hadasim, two aravot. Wow. Yeah, if you have a problem with one of your hadasim va'aravot, what do you do? Don't add, rather, switch it. Switch it, ta'aseh kacha. Yeah, many people switch their aravot at least once during the, because the one of the minim that gets dried out, that dies the fastest is what? Aravot for sure.
But it's still yeah? Mutar if you have it on. It's withered.
It's better to take it off.
Okay, but it's still Mutar.
It's still getting dry in the dry.
Yeah. Matal man?
Lock means like, consider like the other or the
fine? Depends if they still have moisture in it. Yeah?
How do you know?
You have to feel it.
Did your nail or something? You said your nail?
There's ways.
Wait, the Rebbe said that was a regular lulav.
I want you to know. I've tried so many things during the years to keep the hadasim v'aravot fresh. You know, and many, many different things. Some work better, some work less. Kim'at, there's never a time that I didn't have to change my aravot at least once during Sukkot. Because no matter what you do, first they get, by the way, they get yellow. Leaves of the aravot get yellow, then sometimes black or whatever, and then eventually the leaves just fall off. Yeah. Even if you keep it fresh, even if they're moist, but they just detach. Mm-hmm. Aravot, you know, that's what are you going
to
do?
Do you have to put a finger to it to make sure it's okay?
You have to make sure that there's a shiur.
Is it
three tefachim?
No. You know, I remember the Rebbe saying there's a trick where you go and you run your finger. I think it's a lulav.
Your nail.
Well, you run your nail.
If it cracks.
And it cracks, you know,
yeah, that's not usually the yavish that it's going to get. It's not going to get that yavish in 7 days. It doesn't make any sense.
It's not like that.
Yes, vadai. Now, listen to this. I'm going to read to you.
So the Rebbe isn't saying that right now.
Huh?
The Rebbe isn't saying that for.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down, although, what did Maran say? Meikar Adin, if you want to add hadasim or aravot, mutar. Now, what did Maran say about adding hadasim psulim? According to the letter of the law, what's the halacha?
Mutar.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds in over here, and he says, here. ומן הנכון לחשוב לכתחילה שאינו אוגדן לשם מצווה, אלא לנוי בעלמא. ואף דדעה ראשונה סבירה לדעף לנוי יסו לכתחילה לאוגדן. הרבה פוסקים אין סוברים כן. Even if you want to use hadasim psulim to add on to your lulav, you should have kavanah that it's not for mitzvah, it's only for beauty. And therefore you'll get out, even though you're not getting out of, if you want to really get out of all machlokot, what should you do? Like Maran said, midakdakim, don't add, well, for not only pasul, don't add at all. Yeah. Three, one lulav, one etrog, three adasim, two aravot, zeu. Shalom.
Let's speak. Because you need to be the most mitoyak is like you do more.
Over here, you see, not more is not always better. You understand what I'm telling you?
Replacing
it. Yeah.
So, why would someone want to add?
Huh?
Why would you want to? He wants to be the
no,
guy.
No, school. Adding it. You know, sometimes when it looks like a big, nice bush. You ever see it? It's like a
football size that shows.
Yeah. So now listen to this. Says the Biur Halacha. The Mishabur writes in Biur Halacha like this. He neshte aravotu efshar kedei latzed daat Rambam shemetchila yad daato leesor baze, aval baadasim gam humo de baletera. He says veula yatam al pi asod ayn balevush ufashut dehechi sheyesh lo ktzat safek al eze bad shel hadas. והערבה, או שלא עליהם רכים מאוד ועלולים ליפול מאוד עליהם, באופן זה פשוט יוכל להוסיף כמה שירצה, ואין לי מדקדק לדקדק בזה. He says, even according to Maran, that he says, מדקדקים, don't add on at all. He says, if you have leaves, and let's say you can't switch it right now. You see some leaves of the adasim ba'aravot, you see maybe it's going to fall off, maybe it's going to be pasul when you're taking it. If you want to add on just to compensate for those branches, over there, there's no inyan ledakdek, and when you're adding it for that, just so that you can be... Right, sometimes you take out your lulav in the morning, you don't have time, they're starting halim, they're starting whatever it is, and you see some of the hadasim or aravot or whatever, it's already on its last leg. And you don't even know safek whether you yotzei dechovah or not, and you just take another hadas va'aravah to put it in just to compensate for that. Says the Mishabur, it's mutar according to everybody, and you're also considered a midakdik. It's only when you're considered not midakdik, when you add on, when you know you're good and you add on anyway. But if you're doing it to compensate for something that might be pasul, there's no reason to dakdek over there. And even Maran would agree, and even the Mekubalim, well, the Mekubalim would say, preferably, cut it open, switch it, and tie it back up. And if you don't have time, even they would agree, says the Biur Halacha, that you are allowed to do this. Rabotai Adkan, Bezat Hashem, will continue with the sugya tomorrow.
Is it a better thing to just add?